This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Jeremy Carl of Bozeman, Montana, has been nominated by President Donald Trump to become the Assistant Secretary of State for the United Nations and international organizations. But in a usually routine U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, Carl's views on white culture escalated the hearing into a politically charged atmosphere with emotions running high. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Jeremy Carl would spend much of his time focused on the UN and other world organizations. But during the hearing, senators from both Democrat and Republican parties blistered Carl for his views on white culture, on Carl's anti-Semitic comments, and on a fringe social concept called replacement theory, all white supremacist positions held by Jeremy Carl. Just a fraction of the hearing was spent focused on international policy. Carl, who has spent time in right-leaning academic institutions and think tanks, has a history of controversial racist, sexist, anti-gender identity statements, and was appointed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte to the Board of Humanities Montana over the protests of cultural leaders. Carl served as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the first Trump administration. During the roughly two-hour Senate hearing, most time was focused on Carl's extensive social media posting, speeches, and writings that blamed Jewish people for victimhood, claimed that white culture was being erased, and that January 6th protesters were treated worse than African Americans during the Jim Crow era. Jeremy Carl's answers to a barrage of questions ranged from doubling down to apologizing to claiming that his comments were being taken out of context. At least three Democratic senators said they were dumbfounded that a person with Carl's beliefs would even be nominated to serve as one of America's highest-ranking representatives to the UN because of his views, which favor white culture and Christianity while discounting diversity. U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen, Democrat of New Hampshire, said, "Mr. Carl, you have argued that feminism has led to a downfall in American society. You've written that the Civil Rights Act has warped our culture and that the United States should be a white Christian nation," Shaheen said. "You've written that a post-feminist America is one of the reasons for falling fertility and rapidly rising out-of-wedlock births." Two of the other prominent topics during Carl's contentious hearing included theories that white people may be the most oppressed group in America, and a belief in a racist and unproven great replacement theory that holds that America is slowly and deliberately replacing white people of European descent with other ethnicities in America. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, quoted one of Carl's posts, which said, "Anti-white discrimination is the most pervasive and political salient form of racism today." Senator Murphy then asked Jeremy Carl, "Do you believe that anti-white discrimination is more salient than discrimination faced by blacks, Latinos, Muslims, or other American groups? Are white Americans the most discriminated against group in America?" Jeremy Carl replied, "This is my belief, and I'm not running away from that." Carl also has written that white culture is disappearing and being erased from America. Murphy asked for definitions of white culture as well as examples of the government erasing it. Jeremy Carl suggested the recent Super Bowl halftime show featuring American artist Bad Bunny performing in Spanish as evidence. Carl said, "I'm not a racial nationalist, I'm a civic nationalist. I'm concerned with the common American culture that we had for some time that through mass immigration balkanizes and weakens us. I'm not running away from that comment, and I am not apologizing." U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey said to Jeremy Carl, "You think this country's greatness depends upon its ethnic diversity as long as white people have more numbers. That does not sound like a nation with the belief that all people are created equal," Booker said, "and equal before the eyes of God. It sounds like you have a racial hierarchy. There is no way for me to read this any other way. This is the United States of America, one nation under God, but you cut us up and divide us along racial lines." Carl tried to interject over Booker. Respectfully, Senator Booker replied, "You do not respect me because of the color of my skin," Booker said. "You have said that Juneteenth is a racial hustle, so don't come here and hustle me." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.